While originally on its agenda for Wednesday's meeting, the Park City Planning Commission had postponed looking at an amendment to the master plan development and a conditional use permit for the proposed Woodward facility. That the resort, amidst the legal dispute with Talisker Vale, has been eager to get started. But that didn't stop property owners and managers at the resort's base to come forward with concerns over the Woodward project. Diane Thompson, a representative of the board of directors at the Lodge at the Mountain Village, which includes over 115 residential and commercial owners at the base, presented concerns over the Woodward facility. She said while most of the unit owners believe Woodward Park City would be an asset to the town, there are many issues that need to be addressed and resolved before the owners will endorse and support it. The biggest concern for Woodward seems to be parking, which, says the group, is a huge problem at the base of the hill, even during a normal ski season, let alone during construction of the facility or upon completion of the project. The board, in a letter to Park City Municipal, called for the parking structure to be completed before or concurrently with Woodward in order for the group to support the project at all. They said that replacement remote parking with a shuttle is not supported. In addition, Thompson reiterated a variety of concerns that have been brought up previously.
Density, noise, snow removal, signage, public restrooms, delivery and emergency vehicle access, lighting, landscaping, handicapped access, security, impact on ingress and egress of the current parking structure, and sidewalks for pedestrian flow.
Rob Sledham, wearing many hats at the meeting, represented various groups, including the Marsac Mill Manor and Silver Mill House Condo Association at the base of the resort, consisting of 30 residential units and 30,000 square feet of commercial space. He started by expressing the good relationship they've had over the years, but talked about concerns with Woodward, again mostly involving parking.
We would again reiterate, increase the overall resort center parking to accommodate both existing uses and the proposed additional use proposed by Camp Woodward. Given the peak parking challenges, an, quote, equal trade strategy is not sufficient. We request the project to provide adequate provision of parking alternatives during construction for the temporary loss of 230 parking spaces.
Sledham also represented the Snowflower Property Owners Association, reading a letter from that group saying the parking issues would be exacerbated by the construction of Woodward.
It is imperative that the city approves the installation of the parking structure before or simultaneously during the building of the Woodward project. We cannot afford to lose valuable parking spots when outlying properties are already feeling the pressure of the overflow on nearly every weekend during the winter season. And I know at times it had been mentioned that the overflow was only a couple days out of the winter, which we feel is not the case.
Now representing his own company, Identity Properties, which also manages many properties at the base, Sledham said he concurred with the others.
Down Three Kings Drive, we have seen numerous times where they've ticketed up to 35, 40 cars. They poach the garages there all the time. So to reduce parking just makes no sense. Of course, we'd like to have as much parking as possible, and but for the Woodward to take away those spaces just is not acceptable.
Rhonda Sedaris of Park City Lodging also expressed similar concerns about parking. The city has said all along that its involvement with plans for the parking structure at the resort's base has not changed despite Park City Mountain Resort's litigation. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.